Someone help us switch it up.
Hello.
Yeah, yep. There we go.
Well, my name is Natalia. I never been here. But yeah, it's been a really hard time these last, I don't know, 4 months.
Yeah.
And actually, this morning I was talking with my sister about all that we are talking now, and I found online, and I was like, yeah, I really need to go there.
Yeah.
Sometimes I don't. I completely agree with what you said, because we call something like the law of attraction when you really, really desire something and you set your mind in whatever you want to achieve, it comes to you. But at the same time, as we said at the beginning, when the things are harder and harder, seems like something is wrong, because why is that hard?
Yep.
And like you are pushing the wave like against you, so the things doesn't work properly.
Yep.
So sometimes I'm not sure if because at my job the environment is really, really, really hard. Like I think that everyone is very negative, and they've been like 10 years together, so I'm the new one, and I feel like they reject me. They are sometimes okay, but sometimes it feels like really, really bad. And I try and be good, be bad, do this, help, don't help, everything. And I feel like this is out of my hands. I don't know how to try to become part of the group, because they are like really, really closed. So I'm starting to think that maybe I have to give up and leave that job, because things are getting harder and harder. But on the other hand, it's like, why is me that has to give up?
Yeah.
Because I really want that job. I want the job in that company. I could find another job. That's not the problem. The problem is like, I'm not doing anything wrong. So, yeah, I'm in the middle. And like, I want to surf the way, but the way is too strong. So I think the better is to give up. I don't know. Seriously, I am. And no, yeah, like, I tried this way, the other way. I am just like, too much.
But I'm sorry you feel that way.
Mike, man, we need to get this on the mic.
Yeah. I went through the same experience in my first job leaving school. I did, and I realized, why are you trying to fit in? Why?
Why are you trying to fit in when you are made to stand out?
No, but seriously, you have something. If you're not fitting in, it's an amazing thing, I can tell you that. If you're not fitting in, rejoice. Rejoice.
Yeah, but there is at some point, like, you believe it's something wrong in you.
I used to think that way too.
Yeah.
But why have you let the way everyone, like we were talking just before, the universe will always reflect what you believe. It's become a belief system that you believe that they don't like you. Mm. Change the way you see yourself. Tonight, going to work tomorrow, and you don't need to be liked. And you see yourself as great. If they want to go and do their thing, they do their thing. But you belong. But it starts with self first.
No, yeah, I know that. And that's what I say. I try many things, and seems like nothing works. So that's what makes me feel like my internal structure is like falling apart, because I believe I am like this, I am like this, I am like this. Seems like everything could be working, but it's not working.
What do you have, Sarir?
I think I can relate a bit of that as well when I first started. So I would say, if you can change the environment, change the environment. That's what I would say. But also in the same at the same time, you know, it's speaking from my experience when I first worked at the job that I had similar kind of, you know, like it was hard for me because I have never, it was my first job, of course, and I had never done work before, and to work in an Australian culture was totally different, and, you know, I was kind of, I had a lot of insecurities, a lot of things that I asked myself. Some of the times I feel like, you know, I was, you know, I was harassed or something like that, but, and then I realized, like, I had same kind of questions, you know, is this something I'm doing wrong? Like, look into my flaws, you know, because is this something that I need to improve? Like, you know, maybe I'm doing it wrong. So I wanted to, you know, I wanted to change myself. Like, I was looking into self-help books, self-improvement books as well, reading books, because I doubted myself, you know, because there were some of the things that I needed to improve as well. And then, again, after that, you know, it didn't work. Like, it was the same, and, you know, and then I changed the environment. You know, I looked for another job, you know, and then I went, and after a few months, went to another place. And, you know, I really agree with what you've said, you know, like, it's, I think we should be, it's not doubting ourselves, but willingness to change our behaviors or the environment if it's not working for us. That's what I would say. Yeah, it's hard.
This is, Cody, go.
I could hear what you're saying is, like, I believe and I feel that this is happening to me. There's two very important things, is thoughts and feelings. So when you feel a particular way, that's you communicating to your subconscious mind. And right now we're just learning about how, you know, we can't control the mind. So right now you can't control those thoughts that come in, but we can communicate with our mind, and we can communicate by our thoughts and feelings. So what I would suggest is get alone with yourself and actually feel love, feel yourself to be love. So just, you know, think of lovely thoughts, think of your, you know, times of families or friends or an opportunity that happened that just excited you, and just drown yourself in that feeling and feel it, and be that feeling.
And you mentioned law of attraction. I like that stuff. So yeah, like that feeling as well, you know. When you give out the feeling that you're feeling, there's a vibration going on in the spiritual world. And, you know, the people around you may pick up that signal, you know, but if you change that feeling, yeah, into, you know, love and wholeness and complete, and I think that goes back to Joel's slide, that first point, that identity, you know, you got to be like super duper grounded in that, and like you can't waver from your identity, because you just know yourself to be whole, that nothing outside of you is what you need to feel like comfort or belonging, because you just know who you are, and you're so confident about that. And when you do live in that and you become that kind of person, you actually, you know, the people around you will be so attracted to you, because there's also something in them that, you know, we all have that identity.
It's true, but at the same time, it's like like we were talking at the beginning, like some people, they just want to complain and like give the others the job to find solutions. So from what I see things, it's like I never say anything at my job, and I always come with the best mood I have, with the best attitude, because that's what I am. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so sometimes I am like, I don't need to be, you know, upset or angry, because that's not me. So I try to don't let me affect. But at the same point, I feel, or maybe I'm getting just too paranoid. But you know, like, I think, like, for example, sometimes they left me a lot of work, a lot. And I know it's really intentional. And I say, like, okay, it's fine. I'm just going to do it. I'm not going to regret. It's fine. And I do it and I do it. But day by day, you just get tired and tired. And I feel in some, it's like in the less I show my emotions, I mean, like, I don't get upset. They think, oh, she's fine. She's fine. But that's not fine. And you should know that even I don't have to be angry with you or to be, you know, upset or whatever, sad, just to let you know that that's not okay, you know? So, yeah.
That just goes back to what we said at the start of the video, at the start of the session, where Bernadette was talking about a woman talking about her husband, saying like, oh, he annoys me, like, so much, he just keeps on pressing my buttons. And the preacher then goes to the woman and says, I pray that you be buttonless. So I like to make things like really simple. There's always just two decisions that you ever make in life, and it's love or fear. And you can either act in a situation or react to it. So, you know, it also ties in with what Joel was saying about, you know, when someone slaps you on the cheek, just give them the other one. So, yeah, and it might seem like that way, but if somebody's giving you, you know, so much work, ask them, what else is there to do? Like, you know, go up to them and say, is there anything else? Or like, you know, I can do this more. I can, you know, I'll shop it. If they give you something, be the best at it. Just be the best at it. And, you know, ask for more. And then you watch them change.
Yeah, go ahead.
Pray that you find the right job, and I'll pray that you find the right job, because I don't think you have the right job.
Cool. We're going to close, man. We're supposed to be done at 9 o'clock. You guys have extended it, but I'll answer this last question.
I know there's like two separate, you know, get it, you know, stay in your job, blossom, be in a different job, you know, but like, I'll tell you this from experience, and probably all of you guys might have experienced it as well, but if you don't overcome that problem, it will come in that other job, you know, it will come in a different form, because you're rising to a higher, you know, to your higher self, to your highest being, but you need to overcome those challenges. Does that make sense? Yeah. So I would say, don't run away. You know, be the best, because you are the best. And yeah.
Let's conclude this. Let's say this. Suppose you want to give up. You know what I'll say to you? Give up. Quit. Go get another job. You'll come back 2 weeks from now and say, I hate that job. They treat me the same. And then you'll quit again. And you go to another job. I've dealt with situations like this before. People have job hops. Why do they have to fit in with you? Why, the other way actually, why do you have to fit in with them? Why don't they have to fit in with you? Why? Because they have a clique. The moment you say because, it means you're powerless. You have no power. And it's just as much as complaining. Because Why don't you? Because I have, because this. Now, this is the reality of life. You are here for a very interesting purpose. And you don't even know why you're here yet. But I read energy, and I can tell you exactly why you're here. This very moment forward, this very session, is going to transform your life like you've never seen before. Now, life will always be life. It is filled with obstacles after obstacles after obstacles. And the idea is to overcome, not to run. Like Bernadette was saying, you can run as much as you can, and people still think that as they run, they're getting to a better job and a better solution. But you're exactly where you are because you need to be there. There is no mistake. And I'll tell you right now that your problem is not a job problem. There is a deep, deep rooted issue right in you. Problem inside. And you know exactly what it is. Think about it, and you'll come to thoughts. And this is something that you've been experiencing about yourself. It's about the image you have of yourself, from family to parents to this. There is an image that's been constituted in you. That's the wall. It's the wall between you succeeding right now and you going back. Well, people at work will say something, and they'll say this, and they'll say that. So what do you say? I quit? Is that what you say? Or you quit. Then you go to the next job. And they also say, all right, she's not part of the clique. She hasn't been here for a long time. You go to the next job and they'll say the same thing. There will be people that have been there for longer than you. And they've created groups. Then what do? You quit again? Everything in life is taking you to one very position. It's taking you to look at yourself. Because right now, you've got it written in your forehead. Mistreat me. Treat me badly. That's what you got written right here. That's the thing. That's why you're here. So you can see.
We.
That's the reality of life. It's blindness. And we all went through it. And we all went through it. Is once we couldn't see, but now we can see. Because if you can't see, if you could see, you wouldn't be where you are now. If you could see the endless possibilities, if you could see the power within you, if you could see who you were born to be, if you could see your purpose in life, you wouldn't be right here. You wouldn't be asking the question you're asking now. Well, then if I ask you, what's your purpose? Who are you? See, this question you know not of. Who are you? Why are you truly here? Even today, or even skim it down, why are you truly here? And even that you can't answer. Then I can go on about your family and ask all the questions and so forth. So many of them coming in my mind. One time we need to have a one-on-one conversation, and I'll tell you the revelation I've received about you. Yeah. 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 That's good. Yeah. It's not reflecting, right? It's not reflecting.
So that's why I don't know.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah.
I'm not. So for me, it has been as well hard
Yeah. 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 It, there we are. We are thinking like you. You're in the right place.
This is the place to be.
I would like to bring it to a close, but keep coming. Because as you keep coming, you get more understanding of what's really going on there. And what's stopping you right now is not your conscious mind. It's not what you think. It's the program. There is a program in there that's taking place without your authority. And we can keep discussing so and so on, but I think we need to bring it to a close. I've been trying to bring it to a close for the past half an hour. Thank you, everybody. We'll continue next week. And if you have questions, write it down.